Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Before we start today's podcast, a quick heads up on Sheerlux's VIP Club. From restaurants, bars and hotels to beauty, wellness and shopping, Sheerlux partners with some of London's best destinations and hottest brands to bring its VIPs exclusive monthly offers. So why not sign up? It'll cost you just £5 a month or £50 for the year. Use your card once or twice and you'll have made that amount back in no time. For more information, visit sheerluxvip.com.
Welcome to the Sheerlux Highlights podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Laura Black, Lou Huff, and Heather Steele. Hi, everyone.
Morning.
Hi. How was everybody's weekends?
Really fun. I was up in Inverness for a wedding.
In the lead up to it, I was checking the weather forecast and it was sort of very grey, very bleak. And it was actually beautiful sunshine, which was really nice. We were on the banks of Loch Ness and it was unbelievably beautiful out there.
I love it up there so much.
Yeah. Was it chilly?
It was really chilly. Yeah, I was saying to Charlotte, when we arrived on Friday night, it was the first hit where I've been like, oh my God, winter is here. Mm-hmm. It was pretty rainy and really cold. I immediately got my cashmere out, my suitcase.
Yeah, oh, that's so fun though.
I know. But yeah, then the actual wedding day, it was really, really beautiful. And the sunny, so it wasn't too bad, actually. I need to go back and have a proper long weekend there.
Yeah. Heather, have you spent much time up there?
Yeah, so my family are part of them from the Isle of Skye. So you have to, if you don't drive, you have to fly to Inverness and then you can get a bus to the Isle of Skye, which is about 2 hours away.
Our taxi driver actually said that he also did tours and Skye was like his most popular one. And just how beautiful it is there. But it's not to go in the summer because apparently it's just completely packed with tourists.
Last time I went was last September and the weather was still nice. The midges are gone and that's the one thing you need to avoid in Scotland because they're awful. But yeah, to get to Skye, you drive around Loch Ness and you see Ellandonan Castle, which is the one that's on all the shortbread tins, and it's just really beautiful.
Yeah, they had bagpipes playing when we arrived at the church, and we did reeling at the wedding as well,
fun.
Which I was really excited about because I obviously enjoy any form of dance, but I've never done it before, so I made the mistake of trying to get involved straight away rather than watching and trying to learn it. But it was really, really fun. Like, everyone was, I don't know, 130 of us giving it a go, so it was a real jolly.
It's such fun thing to do at a wedding. Yeah. I've done it at a wedding before. It really gets party started.
Yeah, and they
it?
Actually did it before the bride and groom's first dance.
Oh,
so I kind of felt like it was just a real icebreaker and everyone was like already in the dance spirit.
Which is really cool. It sounds like it's really dancing. I feel like it's the equivalent.
Yeah.
For Scottish people.
What do you do if you're Scottish and Jewish?
Who knows?
Bit of both?
Oh yeah, a bit of
hybrid.
That'd be good. Mm. No, you need to befriend an uncle in those situations because they usually know all the moves.
That's so true.
I was just looking out for anyone in the kilt.
Exactly.
Like, you'll know what to do.
Don't try and do it with like your boyfriend or husband or something.
No,
won't have a clue. You need to find someone a bit older.
Yeah, they had someone instructing. It was just very comical.
I love
Did all the men wear kilts?
Not kilts. There was a lot of tartan trues.
Nice.
Maybe three kilts. But yeah, majority trues actually.
What about everybody else?
I just basically went for a really, really, really long walk on the South Downs on Saturday, which was really nice.
Is that a walk you do regularly or are you sort of make it up as you go along?
It's a sort of regular one. So we got the train to Lewes from Brighton and walked back to Brighton, but via a place called Rottingdean, and then you can walk along the sea all the way back.
Oh,
yeah, it takes about 7 hours if you stop at a few pubs.
I was going to say, if you stop and pub and lunch.
Exactly. You can do it in 2.5 hours if you go straight, but there's various different routes you can take, and hardly anyone else was there.
What has everybody been watching, listening to?
I started watching State of Union, and I was really surprised. I watched all the adverts. I'm a huge fan of Chris O'Dowd and Nick Hornby, so I was very excited to be watching it. But the first episode was literally over in 10 minutes.
They're all 10 minutes.
Obviously, I'd missed that part of what it was going to be like. And then luckily, there was another one straight afterwards. I'm not sure yet. What did you think?
So I've watched 4 of them. It's basically 10 minute episodes written by Nick Hornby, who is famed for About a Boy and many other things.
and starring Chris O'Dowd and Rosamund Pike as a couple who meet in a pub before their marriage counselling. And it's the 10-minute chat they have over a quick drink before each one of these counselling sessions, which they have begun because she had an affair. That's not a spoiler. So that comes out in the first episode.
I thought this started this on Sunday. Have you watched more than one?
Because they're 10-minute episodes. And so they ran two last night on BBC Two, and then they dropped immediately after all the episodes on iPlayer.
Ah, got it.
So that's what I was going to say. I'm going to watch it all at once, I think, rather than a few 10-minute ones.
You definitely could. I think, to me, it's more of like a play. It is scripted like a play. It's a conversation between two people. Not much else happens. You could definitely see it on stage.
Yeah.
And I read something, I think it was in The Guardian or The Telegraph, their description of it was that there's a lot of TV that you really have to, like, really invest in. They said it, that you need a PhD in the land of Westeros. And it's actually really nice to be able to just sit down, watch something for 10 minutes. You can binge them if you like.
Yeah.
But actually, they're quick, they're snappy.
Oh my God, this literally sounds right up my street. It's my concentration span in the evening is so poor.
There you go.
I could watch two and be up to date.
You could watch five and it's still less than an hour.
Yeah. But with it being small and that it's literally them sat in a pub, you don't see, you see them, they're walking to the front door of the therapist's house, but there's not much else to it. So it almost is quite intense in that aspect that you have to listen to every single sentence and hang on every single word that they're talking about to try and get it.
But you can do that in 10 minutes.
You can.
Yeah, completely. I think it's for people who like theatre, not for people who like TV. If you think, great, there's a new TV series with Rosamund Pike and Chris O'Dowd, it's not necessarily for you. But if you would be prepared to see them in a straight play, with a bit of humour, then it's for you.
Yeah, it's funny. It's very dry, very British. I just obsessed with Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah, and it's very topical. Like, there's a lot of Brexit chat.
A lot of Brexit chat. Yeah, it's good.
It sounds really good. I think it sounds interesting to work with a new format.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. It's definitely a commuter's dream.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Exactly right.
Did anybody watch Strictly? Because didn't that start on Saturday, first one?
I hate the first one because it's when you just see everyone partnered up and then they go away for 3 weeks.
And it's really staged, isn't it?
Really staged.
Yeah. Does it look like we've got any goodies or not?
I honestly think it's the worst line of celebrities I've ever seen.
Annika Rice? Do we not have Annika Rice?
I don't care.
Jamie Lang was the only one I was mildly interested in. And now he's pulled out.
He got an injury, so he's not going to be fit in time.
Yeah. I often think this at the beginning of the season, and then I get...
Everybody says that, and I agree. And you do get invested as it goes along, but I feel particularly disenfranchised with this group of people. I mean, honestly, I did watch them all come down the stairs before they announced the partners. I've genuinely never heard of most of them.
Have they got new dancers?
Yeah, but I never really care about
new dancers. They've got the one who...
Neil.
Neil
has finally got the call out. So Neil. Neil is the husband of Katia Jones, who's been a regular for a few seasons, and she's the one who had the whole cheating scandal with Sean Walsh last year.
Yes.
Her husband's been like a backing dancer for, I mean, honestly, like 10 seasons, and now he finally gets to be a main dancer.
Do you reckon it was part of their agreement after the scandal?
Like, yeah, exactly.
I won't kick up a fuss if you put me in the main lineup.
Is Anton still in it?
Yeah, obviously.
And who's the new judge?
The new judge is Oti Mabuse's sister.
That's it.
I forgot that Darcy was leaving, actually. I think that's a real shame.
Yeah.
But yes, it's Oti Mabuse's sister who was a judge on the German equivalent.
That's odd to be judging your sister, though.
So yeah, time will tell how good the season will be. We'll see. Maybe it's better not to know who they are.
Maybe there's less bias.
Mm, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about Amazon now. We wrote a feature on 10 of the best beauty finds on Amazon, which you guys are welcome to talk about. But I want to talk about Amazon more widely. Lou and I were chatting about it on Friday and had this amazing revelation that Lou just doesn't use Amazon, whereas I use it probably daily.
Oh my God.
So I want to know, Lou and I aside, Laura, Heather, help us settle the debate. Do you use Amazon?
I mean, it is my life. I do feel bad about that. I have a bit of a conscience about it, but my children would have nothing. I would have nothing if it wasn't for Amazon. I do an order at least 4 times a week.
So with what? So Charlotte and I discovered that you can look at your order history in the last 6 months, the last year. I've ordered nothing in the last 6 months. In 2018, I think I'd ordered 3 things.
And I had placed 34 orders in the last 6 months and Lou had placed none.
Oh my God, I would double it. Honestly, we use it for everything. And I looked last night knowing that this topic was coming up, thinking beauty is just probably one thing I don't really buy on Amazon. I lie. I mean, I've bought all my shampoo, my conditioner, my nail varnish. I literally buy everything on Amazon.
And presumably those are trusted brands. They're not Amazon owned or anything like that. So why would you choose to get them from Amazon as opposed to somewhere else?
Because it's Amazon Prime, next day delivery.
I was going to say,
so you don't have to wait for anything.
I can see I don't have Prime myself, but I can feel like if you did, then you would free delivery and it turns
everything.
That's how the conversation began. Because we were talking about things to watch on Amazon Prime and I told you she needed to get it.
But we also have an Alexa in our kitchen. I mean, I speak to it and ask her to order.
What do you order? New nappies or something?
Nappies, wipes, washing powder, dishwasher tablets, everything. And because I've ordered them before, you can get like bulk on Amazon.
But also, if you suddenly realise you'd run out of nappies, then you could have them tomorrow, but you're not going to place a 40 quid Ocado order for nappies the next day.
Right, okay. But also, you'll get more. So in Ocado, you know, it would probably be more expensive where you get,
Amazon's kind of like Costco.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But I mean, everything, light bulbs, you name it.
That's what
children's clothes, you know, like little Peter Pan collar tops that are really expensive. Yes. You go into Trotters, you know, you can go on Amazon, you can get really sweet little Spanish brands for a fiver. You know, literally buy everything.
Heather, what do you use Amazon for?
I've stopped using them apart from in absolute emergencies, like if it's a friend's birthday coming up and I'm like, crap, I haven't bought them the cookbook I was going to buy them or something. I think when I looked through, I bought somebody something a few months ago, a nice cookbook that I'd reviewed here and used and knew my friend would love it. So because I was seeing her in a couple of days' time, I ordered it on Amazon. But otherwise, I kind of use it these days as almost like a bookmarking thing. So if I know there's some books I want to buy, I'll kind of save them in Amazon. So, you know, sometimes apparently people do it the other way around, like independent booksellers go absolutely crazy because they see people come and browse the bookshop, spend ages looking, and then they just add them all to Amazon and walk out the door. I kind of do it the other way around, so I'll see stuff and then save it to my list on Amazon, and then when I am in the mood for a new book, I've got a nice bookshop around the corner, so I'll go and buy them there.
That's very good. I would love to do that. I know what I'm doing is bad, but when you work and you have children, I just genuinely don't have the time. So it's not that I'm not aware of what I'm doing.
But that's exactly...
I just don't have the time.
That's how they got everybody, isn't it?
It's so easy. I get it. Especially if you've got Prime. Yeah, it's like you say, if you need like a light bulb tomorrow, you can get it and it'll be £1 or something. I completely get it, but I'm just... where I can, just trying not to use them because I don't agree with the tax stamps.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the list of things that I've bought in the last 6 months. They are mostly books. And actually, Heather, it's a really good point. So often the reason I buy books is because I'll be, you know, I'm at my desk all day. So an email will come in or I'll read an article online and it's like a complete impulse. It's like, oh, I'm going to read that, so I'll buy it straight away. But I suppose I should just take a minute and go to Dawn's on the way home.
But it's hard because with books, they're so much cheaper on Amazon as well. So I completely get it. Like you can get a new book for £9 instead of 18 as a hardback, so I completely see the appeal.
Because the other thing is that I love, well, A, sometimes I buy things on Kindle, not so much, I've gone back to print a bit, but also I love audiobooks, which I've talked about a lot, and that's an Audible, is an Amazon app, you order it through your Amazon account. And I bought reusable makeup remover pads, and that is one thing that Amazon does so well, is all that green stuff, things that are good for the environment. So, you know, do you remember a few podcasts ago we were talking about beeswax wraps and stuff, like, okay, bam, they're on Amazon. And that kind of thing, where if you heard about a cool product like that, my default would just be, that's where you're going to find it. You know you will. And so rather than search on top of that for like an independent seller, I would just go through Amazon. Oh, kitchen stuff. I bought stainless steel pasta tongs and a washing up dish brush.
2 years ago, I bought some of those magic erasers when I moved. You know, like I did buy those on Amazon back in the day. They have, like you say, they've got all those weird sort of niche products.
So Lou, you tend not to use Amazon.
Yeah.
So you go where for what?
You know, light bulbs. We've got a hardware shop, so I would go there and buy my light bulbs. Or books. I used to love like going into Waterstones and just like sitting in the corner and like going through the recommended book list and reading the back covers. And I don't know, there's no kind of rhyme or reason why. I just prefer to see something, I think, physically if I'm going to buy it.
Well, if you are interested to know about all the different beauty brands that you can get on Amazon, then have a look at the feature on the site and do let us know what you use Amazon for. Okay, we're going to talk about the 12 beauty hacks to help you speed up your morning. We wrote a feature on doing everything from getting clever with your concealer to applying dry shampoo the night before to spritzing a little water on your hair. That's a tip. So I want to know, what do you do to make your time in the morning easier, Lou?
I definitely don't have a hack like that. I guess it's more, how do I make myself look less tired? I think that would probably be my main incentive. It doesn't take me that long to get ready anyway, even if I had a lot or a little time. So I've got one of the rose quartz rollers, which I keep in the fridge, and just rolling that around my eyes and just kind of de-puffing me instantly gives you me a hit.
Does it work?
Really, really
that
works.
That sounds nice as well.
Yeah, it's just cooling and refreshing and quite soothing as well.
How long do you do it for?
I mean, literally 30 seconds.
Okay.
And do you it do probably was I'm doing something else.
Do you do it after the shower or before? Like,
after,
you,
okay. after. So that and a little bit of the quarterly beauty elixir spritz, that as well is like a mega kick. Even if I've applied my makeup on a really tired face and I just still think I just look really like dull, a little bit of the spritz will just kind of
it's liven, the smell as li- well isn't it you're like
livens
okay,
up my
ready.
Face a little bit. And highlighter was on our list, so there's a really cool one I use from Make, and just putting like a little bit of that on your cheekbones, on your cupid's bow, I think just adds a little dewy glow.
I think
always
if
helps.
You look tired or feel tired, there's nothing worse than matte makeup.
Yeah.
You need the dewiest possible product
exactly.
you can find, don't you?
Or even just like dabbing moisturiser over the top of my face.
Oh,
that
yeah.
often will
like what, a, on top of your makeup?
Yeah, like I'll just put a little bit on the tips of my fingers, like a vitamin C one or something, and literally just kind of pat it around. And I feel like that just kind of
yeah.
kickstart everything a little bit.
Laura, what about you?
So I would put a bit of fake tan on the night before, so I wake up with a little bit more glow than perhaps I naturally would have. And then I've discovered the Glossier yeah. Stretch Concealer, and I just think a little bit of it goes so far. And as you were just saying, if it's matte, you look so tired. But if you just put a little bit around your nose, under your eyes, it just kind of really moves in your skin. And then the other tip, which I got from Georgie, is to wash the front of your hair. If you don't have time to wash your whole hair, wash the front, dry it. Mm. And yeah, you look a bit more fresh.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like it's easier if you've got a fringe. I don't think I have like a front to my hair.
Yeah, you've got quite a lot of,
yeah,
I've got quite fine hair and it's not yeah. very long. So it's quite yeah. an easy one for me. And then I just chuck the rest. Start.
Yeah, well,
but I have to say that's only for time saving. I'm not clean unless I've really washed my hair, otherwise
yeah.
you just feel dirty all day.
I'm with you. So other tips in this piece included investing in a balm. It says that if your foundation's gone patchy or your skin's feeling dry or your brows need a quick tame, then a thick rich balm like Pink Sky's Beauty Balm by Girl Undiscovered will help mix with moisturizer and generally solve all beauty needs. Another tip was to utilize your beauty sleep. So it actually was referring to fake tan masks from James Reed and Vita Liberata and that kind of thing. But actually it's not groundbreaking to say that you use like a good nighttime oil, or but I am obsessed with the Neom sleep oil, which is like this lavender oil, and it's like the most luscious thing ever. It's literally like having like dunking your face in a spa before you go to sleep, and actually my skin feels amazing in the morning.
Well,
so
I've got some of that at home, but I'm not opening it till I finish my current night cream. That's good to
so
know.
Disciplined. It's literally amazing. The smell is insane.
Yeah, just the smell. That's, even if you don't use it on your face. Wow. Just kind of waft it
yeah,
before you go to bed, and it is just heaven.
Yeah. I do use that This Works lavender
yeah.
spray.
Yeah, yeah,
that does the
better.
Job.
This Ooh. Is like an essential oil. It's just, it's amazing. Okay, well, for more tips on how to look a little more alive and to speed up your beauty routine, then have a look at the piece on the site. Okay, we're going to talk about things going on in September. Heather, you wrote a feature on Watch a Book in London this month, and that included going on a bow bun bar crawl.
Yeah,
you there we go,
it, yeah.
got it. Going to the London Design Festival, the Wolf of Wall Street immersive cinema experience, and Oktoberfest at Electric Ballroom. So I want to know, what has everybody got booked for this month?
So we are going to The Clink
oh,
or
yeah,
Clink?
The Clink, yes.
Oh, the prisoner restaurant.
The prison, yeah. So I have always been quite interested in prisons. Before I started working at Sherlock, I actually trialled working in a prison for a while, which
Did
is
you?
Quite extreme.
That's weird, it, because Georgie also loves prisons.
I know. I think that's how we've bonded. Yeah. And I'm so fascinated to go. And we've just been sent through sort of what you can and can't wear and what you can and can't do.
Okay, so remind everyone what the premise of it is.
So
in a...
it's in Brixton, and you are so served by the prisoners and cooked
and they cook
by, yeah
meals,
and cooked
yeah.
for by the prisoners.
Okay, so what was on the list? What can you do? What can't you bring?
Well, it's just, you know, all about what you can wear and how covered up you have to be, and
okay.
no brand names, and you know, because that's going to be what's desired.
Okay, nothing triggering.
Yeah, exactly. So
I feel like
feel
I need to
nervous?
Go like,
yeah, I do feel a bit nervous,
yeah.
but I'm
no,
excited.
No jewellery? Like that?
No,
be.
I think you can wear all of that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you can wear all of that.
And how
yeah,
many people go?
I don't know what they're sitting in. It's been booked for me, so I don't know. I've just been sent the email of what
oh,
I can and can't wear. And you have to book quite far in advance,
yeah.
I think.
It's one of those rehabilitation programmes, isn't it? Where it's, you know, supposedly if you give prisoners jobs and
skill sets
yeah. exactly, then it helps them with the rehabilitation. And the food, it looks insane. It's not like you're not eating prison food. Like it's
yeah.
like really high end. It looks amazing.
Yeah,
yeah
a few
yeah.
people I know who've been and said the food's really good and it's a really great experience.
Oh, I'll yeah. feedback.
Be good.
I wonder if you chat to them.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Okay, well, yeah, do let us know. I'll be really intrigued to know how that was.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Lou, anything coming up?
So I've been so excited for the new Tim Walker exhibition at the V&A. It opens on the 21st of September and runs until the 8th of March. I'm such a huge fan of his photography. I remember going to his exhibition at Somerset House in 2012, and it's a real kind of exploration of his fantasy world photography. It's just like a fairy tale, isn't it? His photograph. So I'm really, really intrigued to see that. And I still have not been to the Dior exhibition, which is unreal. So I really need to try and fit that in before.
Can you get tickets still? Because I haven't either, and I tried and I couldn't get them.
You can queue.
Yeah, you can queue. And okay. I think you can go, if you know anyone that is a member, then you can go with them as well.
Okay.
Plus one. Yeah. It's the V&A's biggest selling ever show.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
And I will be so, so disappointed. I mean, I'm embarrassed actually that I haven't been, so I really need to try and do that before then. But then
when does it end, because they extended it, didn't they?
It must be just before 21st of September, because Tim Walker is taking over that.
So not long to go then.
Okay,
I'm very excited. On Thursday night I am going to see Fleabag, Phoebe Waller-Bridge's very critically acclaimed play, and she did it as a limited run on Broadway a few months ago, complete sellout. Came back to do, I don't think she's only doing like, I don't know, 20 dates or something here in the UK, which again, like, impossible to get tickets to. So they sold out in minutes, but they are doing NT Live, which is National Theatre Live, and it's an initiative that they started, but actually now it's been rolled out to like a lot of London theatres, and they project plays live from the theatre into cinemas. So I've seen it before. I've done it once with a pre-record, which was Benedict Cumberbatch and Johnny Lee Miller in Frankenstein. And they did that, I don't know if you guys remember. Yeah, they switched. Yeah. So every night they would flip a coin to see who was going to play which part. So I saw a pre-record of that because, so they will rerun high-profile things like that. Then I also saw, I think it was The Young Vic, A View from the Bridge with Gillian Anderson, which was brilliant. And actually, I think Vanessa Kirby was in it as well. Could be wrong. Anyway, it was definitely Gillian Anderson, who was fabulous. So yeah, I'm going on Thursday night to watch Phoebe Waller-Bridge live in Fleabag from the comfort of the cinema, which I love. Because you can take
so
snacks,
good.
You can wear your pyjamas. I love the fact, I actually find sitting in the theatre often quite uncomfortable and quite formal and quite tiring after a long day at work. So to go and sit in the cinema but have the same experience.
And how long is it?
An hour.
Is that all it is?
Yeah, I think it's an hour running.
And is it difficult to get tickets?
No. So that's the thing. I booked them as soon as I thought about it, or as soon as I heard about it, I booked the tickets. But there seemed to be plenty of availability when I booked. So have a look, because even if you don't catch a live one, you might be able to catch one of the pre-recorded ones that they'll still project into cinemas, if that makes sense. So yeah, I just think it's great, and it also cost £15 as opposed to, you know,
however much.
I think it's absolute genius. And also, obviously, you know, we're lucky enough to live in London, but the whole point was to kind of democratise theatre a bit, and they do it all over the country. Mm-hmm. So if you can't get yourself down there, it's just brilliant.
They do a lot with the ballet as well.
They do, and the opera.
Opera House.
Yeah, it's an amazing initiative. And then I'm going to see Anthony from Queer Eye.
That is amazing.
On stage. But this is a Ben initiative. Ben is
even
quite a worrying level of fandom for Anthony. I think he thinks his man goals. Yeah, he looks good and he cooks well and he's got good taste. I don't know.
A good idol to have.
Exactly. Anyway, so we're going to, I can't even possibly guess what he's going to be doing live on stage.
Where is it?
The South Bank Centre.
Okay.
At the end of the
month. Is it an intimate affair, or is there
a
big crowd?
Well, having been to, I don't know, what is that, like 400?
Quite big. Yeah,
500,000.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's not intimate. No. I can't even begin to guess. I will just have to tell you.
Okay.
Near the time. One other thing that I must just tell people to book, because I went to book it and then realised I was on honeymoon at this time, but is on the 6th of November through the Guardian events. David Mitchell and Rob Brydon are doing an In Conversation With.
Oh, two of my favourite people.
I know, and there are tickets available, so go book that. Because, I mean, that's just a dream. Yeah, I think David Mitchell's got a new book coming out and it was to talk about that. Okay. But I literally went to press book and I was like, oh no, shit, I'm away. So,
oh my God, brilliant.
I'm going
to
happen.
I know, I'd love to see that.
Are you a Gavin and Stacey fan?
Yeah. Do you rewatch it?
Oh my God, yeah.
I do. I like binge it once and then I'm...
No, sorry. I mean like all the time. Ever a Plane Journey.
Okay, it's like comfort.
Yeah.
Heather, anything coming up?
I've got, so the Hen Do I've been talking about many times is coming up at the end of the month. But yeah, my friend, I don't think, listens to the podcast. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to reveal one of the activities.
You didn't have to if you want.
No, it's fine. To be honest, like this Hen Do, loads of people have accidentally told us stuff throughout anyway. So I feel like none of it's a surprise.
Are you organising?
It's fine. I am, yes. I can't wait for it to be over, actually, in a nice way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, one of the things we're doing on the Saturday night is going to the late showing of Ronnie Scott's, which mega excited about.
I've never done that. And it's actually so good. And thought, God, I must tick that off.
That's honestly, so if you want to go, you and Ben want to go for a date, it's the most romantic thing. It's amazing because it's all like low lighting and no one's really allowed to talk, and you obviously don't know who's going to be playing, but it's just so atmospheric, and you've got your little lamps, you
that's
know,
so
kind of
cool.
Old school.
So old school, yeah.
Yeah, and just have some nice cocktails, and it's just so nice just sitting there. Just watching. You can stay until 3 a.m. Yeah, if you want to. So yeah, we're going to the one that starts at 10:30 at night after we've had some dinner.
It's a very sophisticated hen.
It is, but it's because my friend's massively into jazz, sure. And it's just something she's never done before. So I don't know how everyone else is up for it, but
how
I don't know.
How many of you are there?
There's going to be 9 altogether, okay. But I saw her mum and dad quite recently, and because I was umming and ahhing over the idea, because I was like, it is a bit, you're not really allowed to talk. So I was like, is that going to be a fun hen do activity? Yeah, if we've all been out for dinner and drinks, then we have to sit there for 3 hours not talking. But no, her mum and dad were like, she'll love you forever if you do
that's
this.
Perfect.
So yeah, lovely. I said to Charlotte before, we're going to have drinks and all sorts of things at the place where we're staying on the Friday, so then the Saturday can be a bit more
okay.
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
So yeah, and School of Rock Laura as the
are you
the
actually matinee. Doing that?
Yeah, because you I said the other day
fun.
Me and Laura were talking and Laura just happened to
have
let
you seen
slip.
It?
No, is it good?
It's so good.
I'm so pleased because it's been on a while now, so I was a bit like, okay, again, it's one of my friend's favourite films and she loves the theatre. So I was like, perfect, let's go. But I hadn't heard personally if it was good or not. So.
I really loved it.
I'm sure it looks really fun.
You know, it's what you expect it to be. And those children are so young and for their age, I mean, it's just unreal, their talents.
Oh. Okay, great. So that's one to book.
Definitely.
Great. Well, I have booked it so far.
Good. Heather, do let us know how the hen goes.
I shall.
It sounds like a lovely affair. We're going to end by talking about some fashion now. First up, long sleeve t-shirts. Perhaps not the most avant-garde of fashion trends, but really useful, no?
And performed so well on the site.
Did it?
Just very, very useful. And as a great layer, I'm someone who definitely feels the cold. I'm always tucked in. My boyfriend always teases me because even in the heights of summer, I've always got a layer underneath.
Have you today?
Yeah, but obviously also just as useful as they are fashionable now. Yeah. So I'm obviously into it.
There's this like rag and bone look with like a really oversized grey kind of marl version, like white jeans and some kind of black cowboy boots with like a black belt. And I just think it's such a cool symbol. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on why that's a bit cooler than doing that look with a t-shirt. It's just
completely.
A bit more unexpected maybe.
Completely.
It's all about the fabric. I think that's where it can be right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too tight and stretchy, it's just all wrong.
Yeah. Stretchy is the operative word.
Yeah,
it's got to be thin enough to almost be a little bit transparent.
Exactly.
You want to sort of see your bra.
Totally. Can't be too tight on the arms. Definitely you obviously not. Want a bit of give.
I also do feel like long sleeve t-shirts often come with quite a scoopy neck, which is just a no. So again, look, but Massimo Dutti have a really good version actually without too much scoop.
It's also about the seam on the neckline. You know, like if it's too close.
Then you feel a bit suffocated.
Yeah. It's got to be a bit thicker there.
Yes.
Yeah. But also, it's hard to visualise, but if the seam is too thick or too ribbed, I think often that looks quite cheap.
Cheap, yeah.
But I do love a ribbed body
in
like a cotton tee or a long. I love like those old school Henleys, almost that like flannel look as well. I think it's so cool.
But that's a different vibe because you do want to be tight. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. And that as well with kind of high-waisted, tailored trousers, I think really looks amazing.
Surely given how much the sleeveless tight body has been around this season, like Rosie Huntington Whiteley, it's only a matter of time and she wears a long sleeve version.
Exactly.
Okay, time will tell. Next up, denim shirts. Georgie alluded to it last week that three of us did, well, two of us were in the same denim shirt. Georgie was also in one when we when we recorded the podcast last week. So we're obviously sold. Laura, I feel like you're quite a denim shirt person.
Yeah, I love it. I'm not really one for colour, but denim counts. Bit blue.
Does it?
It's a staple for me. I've actually just bought one from Zara, which has kind of got a lace collar as well, which sounds a bit out there. But
I know exactly the one you mean.
Yeah.
And how will you be wearing that?
With jeans and trainers or jeans and boots. Yeah. Bit of double denim.
I think it's best worn with jeans.
Yeah, agree. Definitely. But, you know, you can go the double denim with like an indigo wash, but I also think really nice with a grey
wash denim.
Always looks so nice. And also black, I think, is really cool with like a western belt. I think it's a nice touch.
If double blue denim is a bit much for you, that's quite a good way to dip your toe in.
Yes.
And should the denims match as well? So if you've got yourself a nice denim shirt, should your jeans you're wearing it with be a similar colour?
I don't think they have to be, but it should never be lighter on bottom.
Right.
So if they're going to be a different colour, then the top has to be the lighter.
Okay, that makes sense.
When we were in Inverness this weekend, we had a bit of time to kill and Lewis and I were roaming around Marks and Spencer's. And I gave myself a SL Man styling challenge to find a whole outfit for Lewis and styled them head to toe at M&S, £185. And he looked so good because one of the pieces was a light denim shirt.
Okay. Oh, nice.
And he wore it over a white t-shirt and then had like a really chunky jumper over the top. So just like poking out the bottom.
Nice.
And then a navy rain mac over the top. And it just looked really cool.
And trousers.
So cool. Yeah.
And then trousers were a very dark denim and then with white trainers. So yeah. He was rocking the double denim, but in a really inoffensive, I'm into fashion, and a way that I think a lot of guys could pull off.
Was this the intention to buy this outfit, or was it just a fun activity?
It was just a fun activity to do. We had some time to pass. I was like, well, can I pick out a whole outfit? And he said afterwards he would have bought the Mac, the shirt, and the jumper.
Yeah.
Really? Well done. I love the jumper.
It's good.
The fisherman's jumper.
Really cozy, really cool.
Oh, yeah, really like that. What was the weight of the denim? It looks quite nice and
it was stretchy.
Light.
Yeah, a good one for now.
I love it. He was so game.
Yeah.
I sent it to Georgie and was like, just giving an SL Man challenge.
Great.
That's brill.
I'm excited. I'm going to do that to Ben. Challenge accepted. Okay, finally, we're going to talk about sleeveless jumpers, which was a piece that I ardently pushed through because I'm obsessed with these. So they are like the chunky roll neck knits that don't have sleeves, hence sleeveless. And yeah, we showed five different ways to style them alongside some of our favourites. I mean, obviously, Isabel Rob ones are
insane.
Amazing.
I was going to say, I wasn't feeling it until I scrolled through and saw that white Isabel Marant one at the bottom and was like, oh my god, that is amazing.
Sadly, it's nearly £600, so that's a bucket list one for most of us. But the Scandi brands have also been particularly good at, well, not quite recreating the look, but similar things. So Arquette, Cause, I think I've seen a Stories one waiting to launch. Laura, would you wear the look?
No, I hate my arms, so no. Oh, but I appreciate it on other people.
But would you wear it with a layer? Yeah.
No, I don't like that look.
Okay.
Yeah, I think your arms have got to be bare.
Oh, interesting. I love it layered over something.
Maybe over a white shirt, but other than that, it stops for me.
Yes, when I'm thinking about what to do with it, it's a white shirt. Oh, no, you know what? Arquette have styled a cropped one, a short one on their website, over a floral maxi, and I love it. It looks so cool with some with some boots, like your bash boots.
That exactly.
Looks great.
Some of them are almost a little bit like a bib. It's kind of like
short.
And they've almost got little, like a
flaps
flat
side,
on the side. Yeah. I got one a couple of years ago with a really chunky one from M&S, and it kind of had like a, so the knit at the back was almost like a flap. So but then you obviously had to wear a shirt or something underneath it, and I remember wearing it with a Breton underneath, and it was just really nice having like a little stripe popping through. It was really cool. And then I also got one from Massimo Dutti last summer, but I love that in a slightly smarter way. It's just black rib, not a boat neck, but it's a very elegant neckline.
Okay,
just verging. I think you just gotta be careful you don't look clueless.
Yes. No short skirts. I think the key to getting it right is your length. It's got to either be long, like past your thighs, or it's got to be that cropped one that cuts at your waist.
Better with trousers, definitely.
Yes. I'm with you though, Laura. I'm like, everything you said is 100% how I feel about the trend.
So you wouldn't wear it, Heather?
No, I think it looked really cool, and the way you've just described styling it sounds great, but just not for me.
Got to be very flat chested as well.
Yeah, otherwise, especially those short ones, because I've worn them, and it just comes out.
That's a really good point. Hard to wear if you've got boobs.
It's also really nice to wear with a coat, because often when you wear a big chunky knit,
you can't
get it in your arms. Yeah. So it's a, you know, even if you're not taking it off, it's a nice way
to layer. One of my winter
nightmares. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love the Arquette one. So if you want to know how to style it, then have a look. The product on the Arquette website, it is the patterned crepe dress. It's not floral. It's polka dot. I got it wrong. Anyway, I think it looks really cool. All right. I think that's just about all we've got time for this week. If you have any feedback at all, please do email podcast@sheerlux.com. We love hearing from you. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.